Recent weather conditions are conducive to an easy breakup. National Weather Service hydrologist Ed Plum in Fairbanks says moderate temperatures are easing the interior into spring.
With temperatures climbing above freezing during the day and then dropping back down below freezing at night, we're slowly bleeding off the snowpack and melting it, and slowly deteriorating or rotting the ice out that's in the rivers.
Plum says if the current trend continues, it will result in a mush out of river ice and no flooding. But he cautions that a change in the weather could quickly throw things the other way.
If we have a dramatic warming, you know, in late April, that can lead to a rapid snowmelt, and all that water runs off into the river system and then lifts the ice, and then we can have significant ice jam problems and flooding.
That's what happened in 2009 when interior temperatures abruptly climbed into the 70-degree range at the start of May, triggering a major meltdown that lifted and jammed river ice, causing major flooding along the Yukon River at Eagle.